for the pure mother bee. A breeze like Yahweh's nitrogen-bearing sigh, bending amendments of grass beside the highway, sun-sugaring diatoms along the shore, gravitational corridors far off between the trees, carrying dead whitetails away. Noon on the backs of bees sweetened by their own dogma, the dampness fading as quietly as the dieback of villages along the coastline, while we live a life in drowsy photosynthesis, each day staring into offerings of light, our nights spent mapping those transmutations, multiplying our options till we reach zero. Each night we lie in bed with dark graces tattooed between our vertebrae, black weave of a black needle in infinite space. We sleep to cross things out, to forget all our false gods tending their fallen altars, housekeeping beneath hawkweed and woodlice. The hive's horoscope is swollen with honey and wax. Gemini, don't let this year's abundance of possibilities be tomorrow's lost dreams. But no predictions for this new century or the next, or for the fire ants, little bodice rippers all in a row. Also none for the soothsayers swaddled in elementary forms over there beside the river, mooning about, rearranging the birthmarks of stars on ether, holding us up to the light till we darken and disappear like old paper, old cantos divided by the slow mime of our lost phrases resurfacing in someone else's flesh. We never seem to look closely enough at things like the waters of the world meeting in every blade of grass, in every stone a deeper stone, or a bedroom from the 1700s, long gone, drifting above the spruce trees, someone dreaming there still, counting her one blessing over and over, a breath held, a promise kept. We watch the bees but never really see them, never see that their old latrias ceaselessly flying into the wind, that they're the last curve on the road to the royal line, to the Minuan pure mother bee, that they have the composure of absolution and its single unending caress, no fear, no regret, their black and gold bodies only stained by tearless things. Where the thou can take you, you can't take the bee. The lineage of the eye dies hexagonally in every cell. We, on the other hand, practice a self-aesthetic. The words meadow and honey are just part of the process of naming our long despair. We all live beside a dark river, bodies soaked in the backwash of our cognitive functions, canonized to a point behind our eyes, the saintly pull into nothingness, seraphic iridescence of empty space between each belief, each decision. We sit staring into the intangible wholeness of light, our thoughts strung along a silk thread, each one a pause in amber, each rubbed to a bruise, our hopes and our fears, the little beads.